Welcome to Meal Mondays Part 2. I just found out that basically once your strips are brown, it's basically cooked. So you gotta be careful from now on and work fairly quickly. Now this is gonna turn out to be a fairly big batch. I'd say depending on, come on now, how many you're cooking for. 4 to 6. Spoon here. There we go. Now, I use about 2 tablespoons of garlic. I can't believe I almost forgot the garlic. Actually, since this is heaping, I'm going to go probably about 1.5. I don't want to overdo it. So. By the time this gets cooked in, the rest of our stir fry should be ready too. That's what I figure. Stir fry, chow mein, whatever you want to call it. So I've done that. Now, I decided, after all, to put a pepper in. Simple reason. In this Arctic garden, I'm going to have to bang, which I keep doing. I'm going to do it before being online. There we go, that should be enough. In this are red peppers. So I wanted a little bit more contrast. So I'm going to throw in what I think will be enough of the Arctic Gardens. Now, another reason that I love doing my own little prep for the onions is because of the fact that when you get out onions in something like this, and I'm having trouble because I have one thing that's big and clunky and the rest is not so big and clunky. It's exactly what I want. You get basically you just get the contrast. Throwing these in. Again, it'll bring your temp down, but don't worry. Because you are going to bring that back up. And it'll cook beautifully with everything else. See this? I cook about medium heat. Even a little bit more than that. So while that's coming up to temp, I will cut up that pepper, but I don't think I'm going to put it in just yet. I'd like this to come back up to temperature. The noodles that I use are a crispy noodle that you can boil for about 2 minutes and get what you want. And then at the last minute, depending on the sauce, sometimes I put it in. Now, I haven't decided yet. It'll all depend on how thick things get around here. Anyway, I've done vegetables, so I'm going to leave it for right now. And when I go in to put in the when I put in the curry sauce, I think that's when I'll bouillon. So, stay safe. Okay. Right for me. I know this is you're hearing this after the fact, but still. I like to keep it here you're right along the side. After all, you are my blue friends. Just looking for something that I need. Easy to dispense. That'll work. Looking for a ladle, but instead found an ice cream scoop. Whatever works. Okay. So basically, you take that sauce, pour it, and scrape it, and ladle it all into there. And it's going to cook right into that and make it beautiful. Okay. That's interesting. Might use a little bit less mint next time, but there's a coolness. On this. And, then the heat catches you on the rebound. So I have put this in here, and surprisingly enough, it's thinned. So that means it's going to take on all the flavors. And I think what I am going to do is I will grab a pot of water and boil up some noodles, and I'll put them in here. That'll thicken it up, and I think that will just bring all the flavors together. But while I'm here, I had a little taste test earlier with them separately. But now that we've got this tie-in and they've started to, or this curry powder. This curry mixture, and I'm thinking, how's that going to taste? Well, here we go. Hot. The vegetables and the spice are going to work really well. I think next time, though, I will go up to maybe 2 teaspoons. I was being very shy with it. It's going to be a very, very mild curry. I might even get masked by the noodles. Phone solicitors. Oh, boy. They're getting smart now. It was about, well, I won't go there. End up making this boo rant. I don't want that. Anyway, I'm going to take that off the heat. Because it will come back and it will cook fully in with the noodles. So the next time you hear from me will be an evaluation. Alright? Catch you in a bit. Hi everyone, I'm back. Okay. You can hear a bubble in a way. That's with the noodles in. Give it one last stir around. And I think what I'm going to try and do, little squirts of lime. Let's thicken up nicely. So, now, turn that off. It depends. I like my chow mein's usually in a plate, but because this has such a beautiful sauce, and I want to capture that, normally, for something like this, I'd add a little bit of pasta water. But because, or noodle water, whatever you want to call it, because what I did use is Diamond Instant Noodles. And for me, that works. I'm going to take a big spoon. Actually, it turned out to be a small spoon, but that's okay. Put an extra little bit of that glorious sauce on top. And there we go. So, take a little bit of a pork. Noodles, onion, and pepper. Gorgeous. And it's only with the pork that it seemed that there wasn't enough kick. But if you have it together with everything else, there's enough. So, back to plan A. The, one teaspoon should have it. But, then again, you know your palate. You know your kitchen. And, to all those that need times, I apologize. That there aren't any, especially for cooking the pork. But I'm hoping that there's enough in there that you can do that with. And to me, as long as you know how to do a stir fry, you can do this. So, happy cooking. Happy Meal Monday. Safe journey. Take care. God bless. Bye for now.